Well, we had in excess of about 250 attendees from local industry, trade unions, contractors, elected officials, nonprofits. We were packed with folks to honor our 22 nominated apprentices, nominated for Apprentice of the Year.
Tell me about the apprenticeship program before we talk about the winners. How do these young people get involved, and what do they do?
Well, an apprenticeship is a earn and learn type of post-secondary education where a an apprentice will go through a between 95% of the learning going on in the field and 5% going on in a classroom where they're earning that that apprenticeship, moving toward their journeyman's card. So we have 10 different locals across the local building trade unions across the UP, Joint Apprenticeship Training Centers, where those students will go to school and work for a contractor and get the knowledge that they need to achieve their certified by the Department of Labor journeyman's card.
Okay, so tell me how you picked the winner from all of the nominees, and what was it that set this young man above everybody else?
Well, each of our unions can nominate up to three different apprentices from their local, and we have a set of judges that will review all of those applications, and then ultimately at the end of the end of the event, we'll announce the winner of Apprentice of the Year. So, for example, we've got five different judges that serve on that panel: Pam Versalles with Bill Arud, Don Mackey, who is a commissioner with the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, Jim Ebley, who is retired from Gunlock Champion, Mike Andery as assistant professor at NMU Northern Michigan University, and Michael Fornetti, which is retiree out of Mead, the Mead organization, when they were here in the UP. So they will review all of those, and then they'll go ahead and interview. We interviewed eight apprentices, got interviewed of the 22 that were nominated. And after that interview, we had two finalists and an Apprentice of the Year. The two finalists for 2023 was Ian Bevins with the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 111, and Seth Coburn, Millwright Local 1510, was the finalist. And our Apprentice of the Year is Frank Wirtz, which is who is also from the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 111.
So what do they get? Do they get a nice plaque, or do they get some cash, or do they get another job, or what?
Well, they get almost everything of the above, right? Their jobs would remain the same, right? But they do get a plaque. They get thing from the state legislature that they're presented with, and then some cash. The winner, Frank, got $1,000, and then Ian and Seth both received $500 each for making it to the finalists. And there is certainly a bragging rights trophy that the local Frank's local UA Plumbers and Pipefitters Local 111, they'll have on display for the year until the next Apprentice of the Year when we select somebody new.
All right, anything else you want to add before we close the interview here?
Just that, you know, there's multiple possibilities for folks to apply for a craft of their choosing. You know, it's of those 10 different locals, you know, if you want to be a laborer, you want to be a pipe fitter, you want to be an electrician, a sheet metal worker, a pipe fitter, you know, you name it, operating engineer, all of these are possibilities here in the UP where we can keep that talent in the UP. Our number one export is young people, and as many as we can keep here that decide to choose a career, right, because we're not talking about jobs, we're talking about careers, something you can do for a lifetime. So, you know, we're always recruiting, trying to spread awareness of the opportunities right here in the Upper Peninsula to live, work, and raise a family.